Welcome back to Mental Health Matters. Today we got a full house today talking about not just Ayurveda, which some of you know what it is and some of you don't, but somebody's really cool experience in India and relating that to mental health issues and what that could really mean for us to create that sense of freedom in our lives here and now today, for us to think about as we hear somebody's story of adventure and exploration. You are listening to Mental Health Matters, KRUU 100.1 on your FM dial, archived on KRUU and on the Arden Counseling Center's YouTube channel, Arden Counseling Center on YouTube. We broadcast Tuesdays at 6:30, rebroadcast Thursdays at 12:30 here, and you could email us, scott@ardentcenter.com. Daniel, what is that email again?
Scott, S-C-O-T-T, at Ardent, A-R-D-E-N-T, Center, C-E-N-T-E-R.com.
Wow, she is so much more articulate than I am. Anyways, I am so glad that you are here today. With us today, as usual, Daniela, great intern.
Hello, I am Danielle McWilliams. I am a graduate intern and excited.
For a little bit longer.
Yes, until August, if all goes well.
And then she goes on to the next stage. She becomes a real person.
Yay.
Okay, Kyle.
My name is Kyle, and I'm an undergraduate intern.
You have a background in Ayurveda.
Yeah, I've been studying Ayurveda for about 2-3 years now, and I've got my bachelor's in psychology, et cetera, et cetera.
And so Kyle will be essential to talk about this topic as well. And our special guest today, Luke, the master.
This is Luke Hillis, and I'm here to share my story about being in India and having an extensive Ayurveda experience.
And how you found a shift in mental health issues from this experience.
Correct.
Okay, so Kyle, explain away what Ayurveda is. Why don't you start?
So Ayurveda is Chinese medicine and
India.
What did I say?
Chinese.
I know, but there's Chinese medicine. You know,
oh, okay.
And so, which is an ancient system, and then there's Ayurveda, which comes from the Vedic texts and the Vedic knowledge,
which is an Indian form of.
Yeah, which is an Indian form of. Medicine and sort of actually, you know, way to live in life, even you could say. It's all about living healthy and living easily and such. And in Ayurveda, there's a system, you know, I like to call it the theory of Ayurveda, you know, Ayurvedic theory. And so there's different imbalances, and the whole theory is, it's kind of like Chinese medicine, where you have different balances, and the point is to, you know, bring yourself into balance. In Ayurveda, there's three doshas or imbalances, vata, pitta, or kapha, and each of these have different qualities and such. But without getting too much into the detail and the jargon, Luke has recently had an experience that he'd love to share about that.
Yeah, and what's fascinating is this notion of how we rebalance ourselves. And I think it's good for us to always be relooking at, because it's too easy to get caught up in the details. Oh, what about this system? What about that system? What about this detail, this nuance?
Right.
We all get lost in content or details. It's kind of like me and Danielle, we were working with a couple this weekend, and it becomes too easy to focus on fights when they focus on details and they get lost of missing that connection to each other, mm-hmm. and what they're trying to create with their lives, how they're coordinating their lives.
Right.
So,
I mean, I think in Chinese medicine, there's, you know, you don't scrape the tongue in the morning. It's bad. But in Ayurvedic medicine, you do scrape the tongue. And I'm sure there's different branches of each that will say one thing or another. And there's different systems of Ayurveda. There's, you know, the LAD Center down in, I believe, New Mexico. And then there's the Maharshi Ayurveda Center that's here in Fairfield, Iowa. And it's funny because when I first came to Fairfield, I thought, oh, well, the LAD Center is, you know, bad or something like that. But then, you know, you have people going back and forth from each, and it's all just about healing. And when we get on the same page, we're just realizing that we're all trying to connect and we're all trying to heal.
And finding what works for you. And again, that's the point of all this. What works for you? And,
right.
I particularly admire a lot of what the Maharishi Ayurvedic training has done and what people have done and the integrity that people have. But again, maybe you need Western medicine. Maybe, you know, stop thinking black or white, right or wrong, as we have done in so many of these shows, that there is no right or wrong. There's what works for you today, this very day.
Right.
And just like we're talking about Ayurvedic, what's the balance point for you? So, back to Luke.
Yeah, I'd love to hear Luke's.
Yeah, enough of us jibber-jabber.
Very exciting. Okay.
So, to put it in a nutshell, this experience that I had in India, which was 24 days long, definitely worked for me. I'm going to share it both for the joy of sharing it and because it perhaps could work for you or someone you know of. It'll just be interesting to know about. So, let me unpack this a little bit to give you a clear picture of what this all is. So I fly to India, someone picks me up at the airport in India and takes me to a clinic. Now when I say clinic, this is basically a place where I have a room, and in my room there's a bathroom and there's a cafeteria area. And then every day here, so I went to bed my first night, and let me tell you, I'm in India for the first night and I am scared, and I'll tell you why. Because I've heard that you don't drink the tap water in India. That, if you know, is you only drink bottled water. The driver just dropped me off. I didn't know where the bottled water was. I was thirsty. I was jet lagged. I went into the bathroom. I wanted to take a shower. And the shower nozzle is basically over the toilet. And there's no shower stall. And I couldn't figure out, how do I take a shower here? What's going on? And it was so hot in my room. And the air conditioner wasn't working. And I had a phone number of someone who was there. But I couldn't get on the internet because I didn't have the Wi-Fi password, and I was just, oh gosh, what am I doing? No, was this all a mistake? I really hope not.
Yeah, you got like 23 or 24 more days.
And what I ended up discovering is lots of things in India are different, and a lot of things don't have a good explanation. But I'll go back to that later. So, so I ended up getting a little bit of sleep. I was jet lagged. It's an 11 and a half hour time difference, so completely literally the other side of the world. But I, you know, morning came, and I woke up, I met people, I got some food, everyone was really nice. And so here's how it works. And I'll give you a little bit of understanding of Ayurvedic medicine as I understand it. Basically, like what Kyle was saying, it's all about restoring balance. That when someone has a condition, like they're sick, for example, they're blowing their nose, they got bronchitis, something, there was an earlier stage of that that was like, it's like when you're flying an airplane, if you're off by just a little bit and then you keep flying, you'll get way off, right?
Right, right, that's great.
But if you catch it early on, then you can get back on track with less effort. So that's kind of what Ayurveda is restoring balance earlier on.
Man, that's beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So what happens is this Ayurvedic doctor, he actually puts three fingers on my wrist where my vein is, and feels my pulse. But he's not just counting beats. This totally sounds wild. And I don't expect you to believe this, but I'm just going to tell you it as it is. The concept.
They do something similar in Chinese medicine, so a lot of people can understand it, I think, too.
Good. That the Ayurvedic doctor actually feels the balance of my body, of each of my different organs in the body, like how's the heart doing, how's the liver doing, how's the digestion doing, how are the emotions, how are this and that, and perceives which of three basically elemental qualities are in balance and out of balance, and with that perception can prescribe diet, can prescribe other kinds of procedures, which I'll talk about, that restore balance to the physiology. So the idea here is that for 24 days, I'm going to be receiving balance-inducing treatments and instructions so that when I return back to my normal life, I'm in a happier and healthier state.
Wow. Hmm.
Okay, so let me recap this to bring us back to center. So I began this journey because I wanted probably more than anything, better mental and emotional health. I would categorize myself as a person who's mostly happy.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Also, though, I would categorize myself, and especially before my trip, as someone who's prone to anger and frustration, and also prone to what was that?
I said seen that too.
Yeah, and also prone to worry.
Right.
And these emotions were very uncomfortable to me and were damaging my quality of life and my consistent happiness, my ability to be in relationships, my ability to be effective at work. There are big things on the line for me that I care about deeply, that I was having these emotional outbursts.
So you wanted to stabilize your physiology a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, replace the anger and the fear with just smooth happiness.
Nice.
You know? And that would carry out in my work, because I'd be able to talk with people better, you know, relationships, I can, you know, be intimate better, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So where was it? Okay. So I showed up. Okay, so I had my consultation, and then there were two Indian men that were assigned to me, and they would be what are called my technicians. And technician's kind of a funky word. I think you know tend to think of like an electrician or something like that, but this is not that. This is basically a massage therapist in a way.
Right.
So the technician's the word, but it's more like a massage therapist.
They're working on your body.
Right. So basically, that first day, I remember the first treatment I had was I laid on the massage table and I received a two-person massage from these two Indian men who were using oil that was specially geared for my body. The idea is that different foods, different oils, they all affect individual bodies different.
Mm-hmm.
And using the knowledge of the pulse reading, I could get an oil that's balancing for me.
So one quick example is, you know, coconut oil is considered to be one of the coolest oils, I think, if not the coolest. So in the summer, if you're like a really hot-headed person, you could use coconut oil. But sesame seed oil is considered a lot hotter than coconut oil. So
exactly.
It's okay to use either.
Absolutely. So I received this two-person massage, and men work on men and women work on women. That's how it's designed here in the clinic. So if you're a woman thinking of doing this, you would have two female technicians if you were to go to the same clinic.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I could go into more description of what these are, but I think what's more interesting is the effect that it's had on me.
Definitely.
So let's just package this up. I went for 24 days living in India, eating, they only have a vegetarian diet. They're very light foods, like no cheeses, no deep fat fried foods. Just very, very light foods like rice, vegetables, lentils, some light breads that don't have yeast in them.
So no frozen pizza heated up for you?
None of that. None of that. So I was eating. I was with about 15 or 20 other people at the clinic.
Wow.
And they would come to meals at different times. I get to socialize with them.
Oh, that's so interesting.
They were mostly from Australia, actually.
Oh.
I'd say mostly Australian and then American and then a scattering of... There's someone from Lebanon and someone from... A few people from... Anyway, different countries. Very international crew. I made great friends there that I'm still in touch with.
Wow, I didn't even know about that. That's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. There's only one Indian, actually, out of the 20 or 25 people. Just interesting. Mostly Westerners. So, let me describe some transformations that I had while I was there, and then how they've played out when I return. And these are, I attribute these both to the treatment, the balancing, and the nourishing quality of the treatment, and also to being in India. I felt that both of those components were very powerful for affecting my mental health. So the first thing is that it seemed like, what was that? Where I was waiting in line to see the Ayurvedic doctor, and without going into detail, I thought that the system that they had in place for seeing the doctor was poorly done.
Mm-hmm.
And I was getting frustrated day after day, irritable. And then there just came a certain day where I just decided, you know what? Who cares? I can just be happy with this. I can just be here and that's fine. Whatever happens,
right,
just let it go. And I felt like that was a combination of the ease of surrendering that was from the treatments and from the culture in India, which is very like... Anything goes. You don't worry about stuff.
Very opposite of what it's like here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, you felt more like you taking control, as we keep talking about, sometimes means letting go.
Right.
Yeah.
Your way to take control is to sit there and say, stop fighting myself. Stop having my viewpoints, my sense of reality, my ethnocentric cultural viewpoint imposed upon another.
Right.
You know what? I'm having fun. So not only am I healing, but I'm also, I could adopt this new attitude. It's like chill, enjoy. And that's a way for me to take back control over my life, which is important for all of us to do, regardless of our situations.
Absolutely.
Very well said. I did feel empowered. I felt empowered to say, you know what? I'm going to let go. It very much was a taking control and a letting go sort of way. And I remember...
Sorry to interrupt you for a second. You're listening to KRUU 100.1 and FM dial, listening to Mental Health Matters. And today we're on with Luke talking about his incredible adventure. Luke's incredible adventure, part one in India, getting Ayurvedic treatment. And part two, we'll talk about soon in Australia. But go ahead.
Okay, great. Yeah, so I'm going to be jumping back around. But on this theme of letting go, that was an important part of what I experienced when I came back. I remember right when I came back, I had this profound contrast between me remembering my life at work and at home before the trip and how I was feeling after the trip, where I had this ability to just let go of things that I didn't have control of.
Wow.
Let go of so much. I was in this ongoing state of happiness. And I could feel the impulse of when I was starting to try to take control of something, and then feel that impulse, and then choose to just let go of it. Something that I didn't have control of. And then what was so amazing is I started influencing my coworkers more than I ever had before when I let go of more than ever before influencing them.
Huh.
And I started, just my relationships with people were so sweet. I remember sitting at lunch with a couple of my friends.
This is when I came back. Okay.
I'm sitting at lunch with a couple of friends, and one of them's looking at me. He says, Luke, you're like Luke without the square edges.
Ooh, that's cool.
Yeah, and that's exactly how I felt.
I guess I just want to ask, because, like, was it difficult for you? Because I feel like, you know, when being in India and being in that environment and being surrounded by those people, it would be a lot easier because that's like the culture that's there. But then you come back here and it's getting back into the daily routine of work and friends and family and people who aren't like in that mindset. So was it challenging to keep that balance?
Over time, you know, within a couple of weeks, I had taken back on a number of my mental and emotional habits as before, although with a definite increase. And then since then, actually have grown a lot back to where I was right when I came back.
Okay.
Interesting.
So do you feel like at this point you're back to the same place as you were before? Or do you feel like you actually learned and integrated a new value of being able to accept rather than impose?
I'm in a lot better shape now than I was before I left on this trip. And I'll explain how I experienced that. There definitely is quality of letting go. But there's just, when I'm with people, it's just easier to be happy and not afraid. No, I used to find myself getting nervous when there was a quality of affection growing between me and someone else. I'd start getting nervous, like, oh, well, if love is cultured here, then maybe I'll get hurt.
Right.
But now it's more like I'm just open and happy and relaxed. I've been seeing someone for a while for the first time in like 7 months.
Okay.
And work has never been better. There's this ongoing peacefulness, really. I still have my irritable moments and my fearful.
So you attribute this to both the trip as well as the treatment.
Correct.
Two T's.
Yeah, let me, and so I know we're starting to get low on time, so let me summarize in some ways and give you just a little bit more picture of what my daily experience was like. It was the morning I would spend receiving these different treatments, and then I would go have lunch and basically have the afternoon off. I'd have 3 or 4 hours off to just relax in my room, read a book, talk with other people, and then I'd have another hour or so of treatment, followed by relaxing, dinner, being with people, followed by another half an hour treatment. Mm-hmm. So it was about 4 hours of things being done on me to restore balance each day. It was very relaxing. It was the most relaxing vacation I've ever known. I was just happy and blissful and relaxed. And I was just in such a good state that when I laughed, it was my whole heart and body laughing. I was like, wow, I haven't let go laughing this much in ages, maybe since I was 8 years old or something. It just, so I was really happy. I can't wait to go back. I'd love to go back again. To give you a sense of the cost of the trip, in case you're curious about the practical component, it was approximately $100 a day for the treatment.
Wow.
There were, yeah, really, and that covers room my board. Food, my room, my all the, you know, 4 hours a day of stuff. Wow. It was great. There's like kind of like a $200 or $300 surprise cost that you should be aware of that I didn't know about before I went. And then my airfare, I got a round trip from Chicago for about $1,100.
To where?
To Hyderabad, India.
Oh.
And this is, I don't remember the official name, but it's Krishna Raju is the name of the Ayurvedic doctor who runs the clinic in Hyderabad.
Okay.
And then what were the other, just other incidental costs? It was about $4,000 total for 24 days in India, plus about a day and a half of travel on each side.
Did you tour around? Go outside?
I did not tour around. Hmm. I just stayed at the clinic, because that's the best way to integrate the benefits, is you just stay there.
Relax.
Stay there and relax.
Cool. So what else do you feel like helped transform you? Because now you're at a state where you're going to now take what you've grown into, and you've come back here, gotten a relationship, life's going great, and now you're picking up and leaving again.
Right. Okay, wait. Say your question again.
So how does this all work for you? Is this like picking up and leaving your life behind again? Or is this a further development of this growth that you feel like you've had?
Okay, well, let me give you a quick picture of what I'm doing.
Okay.
Which is that I have 2 more days of work.
Yeah.
I have a week from today, I'm flying out from Iowa and then on my way to Australia.
Yeah.
I'll be in Australia a couple of days after I head out here, so about a week from now. And I'm going to be a backpacker. I'm going to enjoy. I have no time that I need to return. I have some money saved up. My visa allows me to work. And it's just, it hit me last summer that life is moving towards greater and greater commitment. So if I'm going to get out and do something that's really uncommitted, like wake up every day in a foreign country and decide what I'm going to do, what adventure I'm going to have, I'd better do it sooner than later.
Okay, so as an old guy, I can't even conceive of this concept. Right? Because I would think, okay, even if I'm going to do something like this, I have to do something purposeful. I'm going to go to Australia and save the world or work with the Aboriginals or do something. But this sense of like, I am just going to do what in Australia you'd call a walkabout. Mm-hmm. You're going to explore till essentially you come back to yourself again, which is such a beautiful notion. And that's essentially what you're talking about, is this journey external to have a self-discovery. Is that
correct?
How you'd say
it? Yeah, exactly. Spot on.
Nice.
Spot on, yeah. So how do the benefits that I got from this Ayurveda experience in my life, what does this mean for me going forward?
Yeah. Like, well, how is that a catalyst? Like, you took this treatment, which cleared your mind as well as your body, okay? And maybe it would work that way for others. It sounds like it would. I've heard great things. And, you know, I if it was me, I'd probably die having drunk the water. But, you know, you survived. tell us about this next stage. How do you integrate all this? And what do you do to take advantage of it?
Well, it's pretty simple for me that I'm just going to take a higher level of happiness and self-understanding on my great journey. In terms of my relationship, it was already known that I was going to leave and we're just going to, you know, slip back to a friendship. But it's been very sweet for the last month or month and a half that I've gotten to enjoy. I think the way that what I got from this experience in India goes towards my experience in Australia is, okay, here, there's one thing I need to share with you. which is that I'm much less trying to prove myself now and much more enjoying. Before I went on this trip to India, I was always trying to prove something. I was pushing. Yeah. And then I came back from this trip in India and I'm enjoying. I don't have to prove myself. I'm respected. I'm appreciated. I'm succeeding. And I don't have that push, that prove of my identity that through specific, instead it's just enjoying and I'm accomplishing more than ever before. And what that means for my trip of self-discovery is that I can really enjoy it at a different and deeper level because my heart is more engaged rather than my mind trying to shape my environment and my activities in order to prove something about myself to myself and others.
That's beautiful.
It's just such an interesting concept. And as a mother and a wife, it's like you hear that, like, oh, you're going to do this. And it's not like you're running away from anything, but it's like more of a self-discovery. And
right, he's running towards himself.
Right.
And that's why I love this notion of the walkabout. He's running towards him.
Yeah.
And...
don't run towards an alligator.
It's a crocodile.
And I've heard there's really big spiders there, so don't run towards any of those.
There's spiders, there's birds, there's trees. There's a lot of things that could kill you. But there's also this amazing adventure waiting for you. So in the last minute here, what would you suggest to others to think about, to take from your journey? Again, you're younger than some people and you're older than some, and it's a stage of life where you could do this adventure. But it's also a state of mind of freedom, just like in India, just like at that clinic where you were holding on and having this perspective. Oh, come on, why aren't you on time? Why aren't you doing this? Why is this? And going, no, enjoy the ride. If I'm on the roller coaster ride, stop fighting it, stick up my hands, go, ooh, and just enjoy the ride, have some fun, and learn how to come back to you. So what would you tell everyone listening today?
What I would tell everyone listening today is think of those desires that you've had for years and years and years that you haven't fulfilled yet, and just go do them. That's what both the India trip is and the Australia trip for me. It was like top of the bucket list items for me that I just said, I am planting my feet in it and I'm doing it. 6 months ago, I bought my Australia ticket and I didn't have hardly any pieces put together, but I said, I am planting my feet in the ground on this day, on March 28th, I'm flying from the US to Australia and I'm going to figure out how to do the rest of it. And I'm so deeply grateful and at a whole new level of alignment when I'm fulfilling something that means so much to me.
Awesome. That's great. I mean, it's exciting. And if you're ever back, then we'd love to have you.
Well, what we'd like is actually for you to Skype on in.
Yeah.
And let's do a call from there.
I would
absolutely
love to.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
An update along the way and how you're integrating mental health in this adventure.
Well, and even like finding purpose while you're there,
what is the essence of mental health,
right?
Purpose in life, right? Back to Victor again. Everything comes back to Victor, So thank you, Luke, so much for joining us today on Mental Health Matters, KRUU 100.1 on your FM dial. And you are listening to Mental Health, and you've been listening to Luke talk about his grand adventure. So thank you, Luke. Anything else to say?
Gosh, we got like a minute? Is that it?
No, we have 5 seconds.
We have 5 seconds. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.